Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things that's fun about this week is while it's cold here, you're thinking spring here and meeting the Bucs. Now, one of the newer Bucs, he obviously was around last season, Corey Dickerson, and I thought he did a pretty good job.
He did a great job in left field, so much so that there's really no question that he is going to be the starting left fielder. Signed with the Pirates on February 22nd, just a year ago, so he just crossed over his first anniversary. And as I caught up with him in the clubhouse, I said, how about it? Are you ready to go?
I think we're ready to go. You know, being able to get out here with everybody and kind of, you know, form our camaraderie early on, a couple weeks to go, and we'll be ready to go by then.
You know, you came up last year, Pirates fans didn't know who you were, and Lord, I mean, you end with a 300 batting average for the season, you held down left field, and I think fans really got to know you, and now you got to hang on to the job. There's a lot of competition.
I don't ever see competition. Only person I can compete with is myself. I got a pretty long track record. You know, they told me just to get ready, take my time, get ready, play left field every day. And, you know, I did what I did last year, and I'm looking to build on it and have fun and win with these guys and, you know, do my role and go out there every single day and make plays and play hard.
You know, you say you have fun. What's the atmosphere like in the clubhouse this year?
Loose. And not really worried about performance or going out there wins and losses. We're worried about taking care of our business, holding each other accountable when we practice, and when you're able to do that, it's a, you know, good friendships you get from that.
You've been at this for a while now. Do you feel like one of the older guys in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be a free agent after this year. I've served my dues. I've played a long time. You know, to stay up here for as long as I have and have consistent success, it takes a lot of work, a lot of dedication, a lot of will. And to continue to try to get better is, you know, a daily grind and a daily motivation to me. I don't think I hit my peak yet. And, you know, having these great teammates behind me and able to feed into it really makes it easier.
And I can't imagine it gets any easier when you get home when you got a four-year-old and a one-year-old.
Yep. It's tough all day. But my wife has probably the hardest job, you know, being with them all day, trying to corral them. Four-year-old, he's really busy. And the one-year-old is about to start walking, and you know, it's hard on her, and I just try to be there for her.
How did the birthday party go? What was it, the 22nd of February, right?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. We had a few little gifts for him, and my four-year-old I think enjoyed it more.
Well, that would make sense. Yeah. Wait a minute, how did the baby do with the cake? Was it a smash kind of thing?
Yeah, we tried to get him to smash it, and he's a bigger one-year-old, and we thought he'd tear into it, and he didn't really tear into it, which is kind of funny, but we enjoyed it. We just enjoyed family time.
What did you guys do in the off season?
Stayed at home, went to Disney World once, went to a Gold Glove ceremony in New York. You know, really just, we travel so much in the season. We try to stay at home and really enjoy each other. And my son started school and just try to be there for him.
What was your favorite baseball moment last year with the Pirates?
Opening day, I think. Just going out there knowing that this is, you know, opening day at home, being able to go out there and just know that that's your home field and they accept you and this is who you're playing for, and, you know, all these fans that come out and support us, we try to make it fun. We try to, you know, go out there and put a good thing on the field for them. You know, that's what they're here to see, and to be able to be accepted and wanted, you know, it's no better feeling.
To be signed by the Pirates on the same day your son was born a year ago, you really didn't have a chance to get to know Pittsburgh before you were there playing. What's been your impression of Pittsburgh, the city?
Yeah, it's just a working city. It's people that care about sports. They're knowledgeable about the game. You know, they'll boo you whenever you're struggling and stuff like that, but it's also out of, you know, competition and want to win, and we get that. We do it every day. We hate losing, even though it's a game of failure. We try to be the best losers as possible, I guess you could say, and just try to win each moment. And, you know, when you're winning, that's what the fans want, and they're going to support us.
Is the game still a game, or is it work for you?
When it's work, that's when I'm usually struggling or not having fun. I always try to keep it loose, no matter if I'm struggling or not. It is a game, and when I try to have fun, usually my instincts play the game, and that's when I'm at my best. It's an instinctual game, and usually I just always try to remind myself, have key things that I say to myself, look at, my family reminds me, teammates, stay loose, have fun, and enjoy it.
Enjoy those kids. Our best to Beth Ann, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. No problem.
Pirates left fielder Corey Dickerson on KDK Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.